With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to announce I don't know what's happening anymore. So I have a whole bunch of shows on sale. Who knows? I'll get in touch if they've been postponed. Not sure what's going to happen. So I'm recording this at, what time is it? 12 o'clock on Wednesday, the 2nd of June. At this stage, we've just been told lockdown's been extended for another week. It's not going to open up straight away back to 100% capacity. So if you have tickets to the 40th birthday show at Comedy Republic, hold on to them. We'll be in touch. Fucking hell. Hey, you know what you can do if you want to help out and you're not in lockdown? You can become a Patreon subscriber to this little podcast. And that is patreon.com/dykwia. Every week you'll get a new episode of Top 5, which is my podcast where I count down the top 5 things on topics that are not that important. So I'm about to record one in a minute about milk flavors. Oh, it's going to be riveting stuff, but it'll be really funny. Hey, this episode you're about to hear is super funny. It's got Becky Lucas, whose new book is out today. It's got Ray Badron, who's based in London. It's got Prue Blake, who just won Raw Comedy, and Luca Muller, who runs Catfish Comedy. So very, very funny. Recorded all over Zoom. And yeah, thank God we can do it still. That's all I need to say. Take care. If you're in Melbourne, take care. You know, don't go crazy online. Don't shave your head. It's only hopefully only 2 weeks. If you're in the rest of the country, enjoy outside. I've heard nice things. I'll be back next week. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Hey, enjoy this episode. I'll see you later. Bye. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this is your first time listening to the podcast. What I do, I get 4 very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, they're a comedian and now a published author. They share their name with an executive assistant at PlayStation in London. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Becky Lucas. Yay.
Hey, guys. Thanks,
hey, Becky.
Thanks for having me back, Josh.
That's all right. Now you're an author. You are,
I know,
the Carrie Bradshaw of Australian comedy.
Yeah. Yep. But sort of anyone gets a book these days.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Anyone gets a kid's book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've written an actual book.
This is for adults, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
do the plugs at the end. But that's okay. Yeah, cool. Also joining us is a first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with a Lebanese electrician. But the one we have here is now the London-based. It's Ray Badron, everyone. Yay.
Hey, man. I also share my name with my dad.
Oh.
Same what? Name.
Well, your dad's not on LinkedIn, so I couldn't find him.
He's not an electrician either, so yeah, it's not him.
And also, this guy has an E on the end of Badron. It was the closest I could get, though.
Oh, so yeah, no, that's not the same name, yeah.
But yeah. If you said it out loud, though... If someone said, oh, Ray Badron, and you boasted up, you go, oh, I'm Ray Badron. And then he would go, oh, I'm Ray Badron with an E. I mean, it's still the same name.
There'd be a lot of Josh Earls with an E. Like an
Earl
with
is.
An E at the end. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
There is.
So, yeah, you can't do that to me if you're not accept it yourself, really.
Sorry. Yeah, that's true. Hey, our next guest shares his name with the founder of the world's first digital asset bank. Can you please welcome back? It's Luca Muller.
Hello. Thanks, Josh. What's that mean?
I think it's like Bitcoin kind of stuff.
Yuck.
He's in Switzerland, although he says he's in Switzerland, but I'm not sure if he's just there for tax purposes.
Yeah, right. Well, good for him. He sounds like a shady but exciting character.
Well, ex-army as well.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot stuff.
There you go. And finally, is a comedian who shares her name with an admin assistant and social media officer at Melbourne Polytechnic. Can you please welcome, it's Raw Comedy winner, Prue Blake. Yay.
Oh, hello. Ooh.
Hey,
do you know that someone I work with kept messaging her about gigs she'd seen me do? And the other girl was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I'm just an admin assistant.
Yeah, I'm at Melbourne Polytech.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny in the staff room. I did the shoulders there for those who can't see.
She does the shoulders.
I'm Prue sure. Blake, sassy shoulders. Now,
I wish she'd pass on my messages, though. She's not doing a very good admin job.
I had that as well. I had some guy saying he keeps getting gig emails for me and he's sick of it and he's asked me nicely. I've never heard from him apart from this one where he's like sick of it. I'm like, yeah. I've missed out on all these gigs.
Forward them on.
Yeah, yeah, I keep getting someone and they're saying, everyone's saying you're so beautiful, so hot, and they're obviously not for me. But.
Yeah.
There's an Insta babe with my name and someone emailed me offering me like a free jewelry sponsorship and I kept the lie going and I got a free chain out of it.
No, nice.
Really?
Yeah, but it's quite feminine, so if anyone wants it, hit us up.
Put it up as the prize pool for tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Ray, I was apologising to you before we started because you're in London. It's now summer. According to social media, it's a very nice day out there. It's hot.
Yeah, it's a hot, sunny day. It's, you know, we've just been let outside, so it's pretty awesome to be here and on the pod inside. No, it's good.
Hey, our first game today is called You Can Quote Me On That, where I've looked at the internet and found quotes from the four of you, and I'm going to read them out. If you think you know who said these quotes, buzz in. Your names, your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person who actually said them if you're incorrect. So you can't lose any points. So okay. Don't worry about buzzing in. Your names, your buzzers. Here
what
we go.
What if it's you that said it? Are you allowed to guess yourself?
No, don't say that.
I can't remember what I've said, no. So it could very easily. I might chime in on one of them.
Well, if you do, I will call you a dipshit and people will like it. Okay, here we go. Question one. Sitting across from a man at Nando's who's eating chips with no peri-peri salt. Chilling. Some killers just like to make themselves known.
Prue.
Becky.
Oh, I heard Prue first. Yes, Prue.
I reckon that's a Luca tweet.
No, that's you, you dipshit. That is Prue Blake has said that.
That's crazy to not remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it would really chill me to my core, but I've seen worse. Four lockdowns deep, nothing hits home anymore.
What's your Nando's sauce selection?
I like a medium.
Oh. Medium's so good.
Medium's so good. It's hotter than the hot, I think.
Yeah, it's hot. It's actually the tastiest of the sauces too.
Agree.
It's the tangiest, yeah.
Hot's too much. Who are you trying to impress if you're doing that?
Yeah,
well, I don't think hot's enough, to be honest. I don't think Nando's really respect the whole chili scale on that sense. You know, it starts more at a low, and I'd say medium's like the low. And then like I'd bump them all down.
But medium still gets, like, I'm a chili girl, and medium still gets my nose running.
My nose is running after a medium.
Yeah. It works slowly, but it just doesn't pack the punch, you know? I'm a chili boy. You're speaking to a chili boy as well here, you know?
What do you go extra hot? They do the one at the top just for you.
How many Scovilles?
Extra hot, and then, nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, that's so crazy.
I get a lemon and herb.
Crazy.
I respect that. What about a bit of extra hot and the lemon and herb, you know?
So like I just like the lemon and herb. So, it's not a heat thing.
If you're getting lemon and herb, you might as well go to a Porto's.
You might as well kill yourself.
Not a bad point there.
All right, next question. Every time I get a phone bill, I'm like, I know, but fuck off.
Oh, for sure. That's Ray.
Yes, Ray.
For sure, that's Becky.
That is Becky. I even said it in a Becky tone. I'm sorry. I gave it away.
It's just annoying. Like, it's like, yeah, I know. Like, I've got the money there. They're always saying it like I don't know. It's like I do.
I'm always late with my phone bill, and I've had a few calls from them saying, hey, we can set up direct debit from your credit card. And I'm like, I know, but I'd rather just pay it. I just would rather pay it. Like, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You get the direct debit going.
Yeah, I'm on the direct debit. Take it.
Even see it. I don't know it's gone.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want to know when I'm paying a bill.
You want to feel that fuck off anger.
I want to feel furious every month.
All right, question three. Comedians should have to wear some sort of uniform. Not saying it should be a suit and tie, just something that all comics wear. That way, when the person walks on stage, the audience will be thinking, hey, look, that's the comedian.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Luca.
No, that's Ray Badger there. Point there for Ray.
I feel like that was a cheeky Luca smile fake out.
I just thought it was funny. Good job,
thanks,
Ray.
Brother.
Great tweet, Ray.
Got a laugh from me, brother.
There sort of is a comedian's thing, like the blazer.
The blazer over a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Gross.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you love it.
No, I don't do it anymore.
You want to look like Charlie Pickering.
Yeah. Pre hair straightening, though. I like it when he had the curls.
Yeah.
he was funnier when he had the curls. He should never have straightened it. Yeah. All right. Question.
I must have only known him when he had straight hair.
All right. Question 4. Cunt, I dare you to give me a little Corona challenge.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
Prue.
No, that's Becky Lucas. Point that for Becky. Wow.
Aggressive.
It was a real aggressive tone, yeah.
Yeah, Becky's. This was from Twitter when Becky was on Twitter.
It's just like all the challenges. Really, I was like, going fuck for it. Off.
Well, we're currently in lockdown, Becky. Prue, Luca, and I.
What? Like, I just don't care. and you know what? I don't think you guys got this.
Okay, question 5. John Mulaney is the best comedian in the last decade, but it would be so funny if after his relapse and divorce, he came back with a Netflix special called Triggered, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, I identify as pissed off, and he had a leather jacket now.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Luca.
That was Luca, yes. Point there for Becky. Yeah.
It's a pretty sweet midlife crisis he's doing, hey. I fucking love it.
He's gone really into it.
It's real good.
But I reckon that he's, like, everyone's always like, oh, it's so sad that they broke up. But I reckon she looked a little bit controlling and kind of not fun.
I see it. He needs to be. Yeah, I see it. He was trapped.
Yeah, like, I just felt like she was kind of type A. Like, so many male comedians get together with these, like, chicks that they think are going to, like, fix their life. And I reckon he was like, she's going to fix my life. But she was kind of not fun.
Mm.
But now he's dating Olivia Munn, who everyone acts like you should know, but you never hear of her except for her dating famous people.
I got her confused with Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, I think that's what I thought it was too.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you're like, Olivia Munn, this is just like a moon-faced lady.
I'm blaming the Strokes for his relapse because he did Saturday Night Live with the Strokes and then Julian from the Strokes gave him a jacket. I reckon it had heaps of coke in the pockets and that's it.
I reckon the wife was the cause. Sorry, but that's
Becky
just
Lucas,
what I think.
The reputation of you being a woman-hating comedian, it's going to go through the roof after this.
I know. I'm just putting a different theory out there.
Oh, you're a contrarian. You love it.
Yeah. Read my book, mate. It's got some really crazy stuff in there.
I've noticed Ray's not spoken in this part. Ray's got ambitions to move to LA and be mates with all the big mouth voice actors.
Yeah,
quite the opposite. I actually don't really know much about what you guys are talking about right now, so I'm just chilling out, waiting for the next question.
Well, here it is. How do podcast hosts introduce an episode they did not find a really fun one?
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
Prue Blake.
You are correct. That is Prue, yes.
That's so funny. I always think that, like, when someone releases a pod with me on it and it's not good and they're just like, I don't know, they don't really G it up and it's so humiliating.
they say nothing.
Well, let's ask him. Let's ask him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Josh?
Yeah.
I'm loving this one. I always put up super funny episode and my friend Jess was like, are they all really super funny, Josh, or some not as funny? And so now I'm very conscious of putting up, describing it as super funny.
You should well, put one this time was a real long slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
best now, one though. To you skip. You have to keep going. You have to do it. Yeah.
Announce but you know it. What? I feel like I've done really funny ones with you, and then one time I saw you put up one, and you said this is the funniest episode yet, and I was pissed off at you.
I had a few people.
That is annoying
really
when you do
off.
That, Josh. I hate
because I was like, what the fuck? We've had some huge laughs. Like it was so.
Yeah. But Becky, I think you always rate pretty highly in the end of year lists. You're always in the top,
nice.
Top 5. Yeah.
That's good. That's nice to know.
The one with you, Cam and Alexi, that was very funny.
Oh yeah, that was so stupid.
What are Cam and Alexi doing now? Can I get them on today? No, it's fine. We'll keep going. All right, question 7. Australia has no unique national cuisine except for a quarter chicken and chips and gravy. And honestly, who needs more?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Prue Blake.
No, that is Luca Muller. Oh,
sorry, I shouldn't have said that because she likes Nando's. What was I thinking?
Yeah. I like the import chicken.
Yeah.
Do you miss this being overseas, Ray? Do you miss a quarter chicken, chips and gravy?
I do miss. Oh, yeah, chicken's food's much better in Australia, so I miss all good food really. Yeah,
chicken salt. Do you miss chicken salt?
Chicken salt, yeah. Miss that. Miss everything. Yeah, get homesick. Miss all that stuff.
It's no good over there.
miss coffee. Miss like the good coffee. The ease of good coffee. You have to like walk to like, you know, just a specialised shop here and stuff.
Do you miss spending $25 for breakfast?
Yeah, but you know, London shit's pretty expensive and it's nowhere near as good. So it's I do like it. I do like an Australian breakfast. That's probably the one you miss actually the most, like the big breakfast.
Yeah,
at a
I used to love that
coffee. Yeah,
when you're poor as a comedian and you only had like $32 and you'd go and spend like $28 and it was all gone, but it was worth it.
And you'd do it on a tour. Yeah, you'd get everything. I'd get like the coffee, the juice, the whole thing. It'd be every bit of my money and then I'd have nothing for lunch.
But when you're full, you're like, who cares? I'm full now.
I've just come back from doing some roadshow legs and you can tell which comics are like, you know, holding onto their per diems and not wanting to spend anything because they're just never at any of the meals. And it's like, no, those per diems are so you can actually go and eat like good meals every night. Like just spend the per diems. Don't hold on to them. Like just spend them. Don't even think of it as money. That's
You can really tell who's making money and who isn't in this section. I'm like, I would keep those per diems.
Also, sometimes it's boring to have breakfast with the same people on roadshow every morning. And
yeah.
So sometimes it would be that's why they wouldn't be going.
No, it's not my personality. It's them wanting to hold on to it. No.
Every day, I'm the only one at these breakfasts. I don't know what the fuck these idiots are doing.
Just, everyone's so poor, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sending the messages out.
It's just me and the tour manager who always has to go off and make some phone calls. It's fine, though. It's good.
But these poor kids.
It's breakfast on me and still no one's coming.
Got some real funny podcast stories to tell them. Question 8. If I viewed your Facebook story, it was an accident. Don't read into it. Yes, Prue.
Becky.
Yeah, that's right. That's Becky. Everyone's on the board now.
Shouldn't want anyone getting up them stuffs.
It's just always so crazy when you see someone have a Facebook story. It's like, what do you think? What do you think about this?
Question 9. The thing no one warns you about when starting comedy, the consistency of which you'll be tagged in the least flattering photos of all time, absolutely destroying your self-esteem, ultimately keeping you in the game.
Becky.
Yes, right. Becky.
Luca.
No, that was Prue Blake. Another point for Prue. Oh.
So sorry, Luca. To assume you wrote that.
Yeah. Look, it stings, but I'm glad it wasn't me.
Shout out to Joe Blander. I know you
listen. Yeah, I think that's what it was about.
I'm always surprised when I see a photo of myself. Like I should be used to it by now, like, but I'm just always so surprised when I see a photo of me doing stand-up. I'm like, is that what I look like? I've had so long to get used to this, but no.
I'm the same. And
it's like the photo's like it's evidence. There's no tampering. Like it's evidence, you know? And I'm just like,
but sometimes I try and take photos and I whip my head around fast to try and see what I look like with all different...
My theory is I must just be looking in the mirror differently my whole life, like just don't get the same look as a photo gets, you know?
I know, like I look in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, this is good. And then every other photo is just so fucked up.
I think this is narcissism.
I get that when I get professional photos taken for like publicity stuff and I'm thinking, oh yeah, these are going to look good. And then I get them back and I'm like, I'm so dead behind the eyes because I'm just hating... I don't like the experience of it. And so I'm just like, oh, I hope these look good. And you can tell, you can see the fear in my eyes. Not a fan.
And fear in the photographer's eyes. They're like, I got to get a good one.
And our last question for this round, how good's a car? It's a phone charger you can drive to the shops. So good.
Prue.
Right.
Yes, Prue.
Luca.
You are correct. That was one for Luca. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually going to say Ray and then Ray buzzed in and I was like, bam.
Yeah.
Little trick there.
I think that's Ray good. Might be a bit of a disadvantage. I think there might be a bit of a delay on the on the Zoom call. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's put it to that. Yeah.
Hey, at the end of that round, the scores are Becky, Ray and Luca all on 2 points. Been in the lead on 3 points. It's Prue Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
Prue.
Coming home strong. All right, this round, it's called Why Don't They Make the Whole Round Out of the Black Box? Now, we've all had bad gigs, and in this round, we talk about those shitty gigs that have stayed with us. And today, we're talking about Luca Muller, who only the other week had a gig experience in another state that we're about to talk about. On the way to the gig, in the Uber, Luca was having a great chat with his driver when Luca decided to be honest and tell him that Luca was a comedian and he was going to a gig. The guy couldn't have been more supportive and told Luca that he wants to come and see him. Luca didn't think he would, but the next night the guy rocked up to the gig. But what happened at the gig that made it awkward? Is it A, the Uber driver would not shut up during everyone's set, and then the MC asked him why he was there and he yelled out, "I'm here to see my friend Luca." When Luca came on, the guy sincerely gave him a standing ovation and was just over-supportive for every joke. So much so that Luca had to tell the crowd that he only met this dude last night and they're not friends. Luca saw the guy's heart break. That's A. B, everyone on the lineup bombed with horrible gear that the guy came up to Luca before Luca even went on stage and said, "I'm so sorry. I've never been to comedy before and I don't think it's for me. I'm just going to go look you up on YouTube." And he left. That's B. Or C, the dude loved it, but he keeps sending Luca texts and tagging him underneath Instagram posts that he thinks he would like. Luca doesn't know what to do next, and he's close to contacting Uber and making an official complaint. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Luca as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. You don't have to answer together. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Straight off the bat, you've given this Uber driver your Instagram handle and phone number? Is that what went down?
Good question.
Well, he probably got my name and definitely my number out of the app, you know. He sucked it out of there.
Don't they put it through like a third party so that you can't?
Good stuff, Prue. Yeah.
I've never driven for Uber. I wouldn't know. I didn't give it to him, but he got him.
But he has the phone number.
Yeah. And he knew my name. Well, he knew my name anyway because he came to the gig.
Yeah. No, I reckon we immediately scrapped that one.
No way, yeah.
No sense.
It's out.
So now I can imagine someone saying, "I'll look you up on YouTube." I feel like a lot of people go to YouTube.
Where was the gig?
That's something where I can was really this imagine. Gig?
It was on the Gold Coast at the Avenue.
Everyone will bomb there. Everyone bombs.
It's bomb city. No one's ever done well there.
Yeah. B for bomb.
But then
from me.
The first one feels real just because it was like so long.
Yeah.
And had so.
The first
and
one
it feels like that was it. Like, that just would have been the real one. And then you had to come up with two fake ones and you didn't want to put in as much effort. Like, that's if I'm just going to kind of spearhead this.
Don't try and reverse engineer the game, Becky, okay? Don't reverse engineer this.
Josh, I have to. This is what I do. I subvert things, you know. Now, I turn them on their head.
Now you're a writer.
She takes things apart.
Yeah. I personally think the first one.
You've made a good point, Becky. And also the Gold Coast. I can imagine an Uber driver loving to come to a gig on the Gold Coast and then heckling.
Yeah, and I can imagine Luca like losing his cool at a shitty Gold Coast gig because I've done that too, and then accident like kind of going too hard and then hurting his feelings and then feeling bad. That's very Luca.
Are you okay with confrontation, Luca? Do you mind?
Oh no, not at all.
I didn't think you'd be. Yeah,
the Gold Coast will drive it to you. Like it'll take.
I think
it to
when
that
you're
place.
Yeah, when you're doing comedy, like you can become like you can become crazy.
Yeah, it's when
you're
I
you're a different person.
You lash out.
Yeah. I'm very rude up there.
Yeah. I think it's the first one, but if you guys.
You're
going
to say, hey, you don't have to.
I don't know.
Guess
you've
together.
Really convinced me.
You can all guess, you can all guess
yeah.
independently of each other. You can guess A, one can guess B, another can guess C.
I guess A.
You're
can
guess
you,
a?
Luca? We can still ask Luca questions, right?
Yeah, the floor's not closed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Luca, can you tell me how. How did you shut him down for giving you a standing ovation?
Oh, I was just like, look, mate, I haven't deserved it yet. Maybe we'll try it again later at the end of the show and everyone else might get involved. And it was immediately clear no one was going to get involved.
Yeah, that's the weak kind of shutdown I can imagine really happening.
Well, I just want to be inclusive. I'm in minute one of a 30-minute set. Like, I can't fucking turn yet.
Yeah.
It's a bit arrogant too, you know, like, no, I haven't deserved it yet. Like, you know, assuming that you're going to get one, you know.
I will earn it. Just give me a chance.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think, Prue?
I'm on A.
You're going to go A? Becky's on A. Ray, what do you think?
I'm sticking on B, yeah.
You're going to go B?
Especially after that explanation.
Ray, you were right. The correct answer was B.
Damn so, it. Sorry to mislead you, Prue.
No, it was great. It was a great go. I was easily led.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one sorry. Point there for Ray, 2 points for Luca. So the guy, what, he just came up to you. What? How close were you to going on stage when he came up and said, yeah, I can't handle this?
Well, there's two breaks at that gig, and then the last bracket is meant to be just me. And we had like waved and given thumbs up already so far, which was already making me nervous. And then I was watching him in the show, and he was hating it, like everyone was, but he was hating it so much. And then in like the second break, he came up and just shook my hand. I was like, look, man, I've never seen comedy before. I think it's just not for me, but I'll check it out on YouTube and maybe that'll be good. So good luck.
He just fucked off. Next question, who else was on?
Yeah.
Get the bleep ready, John.
Yeah, it's all done.
No, I don't think anyone, no one I even knew, just all these, you know, Gold Coast no-hopers.
Yeah, Dusty beep.
Oh, I can't wait to get up there in a month and do that run of shows. Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Becky, you're still on 2 points. Ray, you're on 3 points. Prue, you're on 3 points. And Luca, you're on 4 points now. You're in the lead.
That's a good amount.
Yeah. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If it's true, you say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them any questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get the point. So, to Becky, Prue used to always party while wearing a long-sleeve jumpsuit, and she would consistently get drunk, go to the toilet, and accidentally drop her sleeve in the toilet bowl. One time, a woman came up to her as she was drying her sleeve in the bathroom and asked who did this to her, and instead of being honest, Prue just said, a random guy. So this woman went out, found a guy, and threw a drink in the dude's face. Yeah or nah?
Where did this happen?
Fortitude Valley.
Oh, my hood.
The old hood.
Brisbane. Are you from Brisbane as well, Prue?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cute.
I don't really latch onto it as a comedian because I think the market's a bit saturated, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you just said that guy did it.
She would just say, who did this to you? And I would just describe like the most generic Brisbane guy.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, he's wearing like brown chinos and like a blue and white check button down.
And what did she look like?
She looked like your classic valley girl. Like she's really? Wearing like a bodycon dress, big heels.
Okay.
Full face of makeup. She has been at Paris for a while.
Right.
Before making it out to like Cloudland.
Okay. I feel like you, oh my God. Okay. So what? She threw a drink. Now, a drink at Cloudland, that you're looking at $11 for just a book of soda.
It is up there price-wise.
Yeah, and she didn't know you, and so she's just going to throw $11 away for some chick with piss on her sleeve.
But she is at Cloudland, so she's also paid, like, $25 entry.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like feminism hasn't really hit Brisbane yet either, like...
Like what's more valuable, a vodka soda or the sisterhood?
Yeah, well, a vodka soda.
I would say for Brisbane, it is probably the vodka soda.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to say nah.
Becky, you are incorrect. This is a true story. A point there for Prue. Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't multiple times. Women in Brisbane love throwing drinks.
True. It's good to throw a drink ideologically.
It's a free. You feel very free when you do it.
Yeah.
I've never thrown a drink. I never had a drink thrown at me either.
It's good fun, neither. Josh.
I should
I think I'd feel immediately guilty. Yeah. I feel bad.
I'd love to throw like red wine into a fireplace, like, you know, you get angry and like, yeah. No, we're not doing that. Oh, that's the kind of drink throw I'd like to do, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Go and deliver a monologue out the window. That'd be great.
Yeah. That's right. A good low stakes version.
A point there to Prue. Now,
no one gets hurt.
To Prue, no, not long after a breakup, Luca was talking to a girl at a party when Luca thought she asked him if he wanted to get back with the girl. Luca, very enthusiastically, said, "Oh, no, no way, absolutely not," when the girl's face changed. Luca then asked, "Sorry, what did you just ask me?" When the girl replied, "I said, do you want to go and bang? Yeah or nah?"
Well, I feel like Luca often makes jokes about being asexual, right? So this isn't that off-brand if he says no to wanting to go bang. She should, you know, you can cover that pretty easily. What was the vibe? How early or late in the night was it, Luca?
Oh, it was late. This was on my birthday, and we'd already had my birthday and then ended up at someone else's Halloween party, probably pushing 3 to 4 in the morning, and it was a heavy vibe.
Was there, physical touch being made? Was she touching you?
No.
Sounds like a police interview.
We were in close quarters, but we weren't in contact.
Were you not listening to her because you're looking for someone more important? like festival club?
Yeah.
you had festival eye.
Festival eye.
Just looking over her shoulder like, yeah, I'll bang. Yeah, no doubt.
Both pretty plausible. I feel like, did you know the person?
Yeah, I did know her. We'd known each other for a couple of years. And so I thought it was like, she was, you know, we were having a good conversation and I thought she was just trying to ask a deep question about the breakup or something.
Do you still know her?
Yeah. Interesting. I think you know her as well.
Well, yeah, I'm really resisting asking for the goss. I'm like, I think I'll probably know these people. I reckon.
Okay, who's the biggest slut you know?
Yeah, who would want to go bang immediately, not even laying a hand on the arm? As a bit of a signal. Hey,
let's all say who we think it is.
I think it's true, Josh.
You, Prue, are correct. That is a true story. Another point for
Prue. Nice. Yes, that's so funny.
Yeah, I'll message you to find out who it was afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Turn the Zoom off and I'll let you know. Yeah, it was brutal. She goes, "Do you want her back?" And I go, "No." And she was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Oh, wait, what did you say?" She's like, I said, "Do you want a bang?" And so I had to be like, "Oh, yeah, awesome. Sorry." The answer is still no, but not as aggressively.
So someone's attracted to like men's pain. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. She saw a window of opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
that's so funny.
So I'll put that to now to Ray. All through school, Becky would get confused with another girl in her class called Ella because they looked pretty much identical. Becky and Ella weren't close, but Becky will often go look her up on Instagram to make sure they are aging similarly. So far, when it comes to aging, Becky, who we have here, thinks she's in the lead. Yeah or no?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think that's true, Ray.
Definitely. What's true the handle? I'll have a look.
Definite true.
Ask some questions, Ray.
All right. Primary school or high school?
Primary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this sounds. This checks out. Well, I know. Like a few of Becky's high school friends. So then I haven't heard of Ella. So I don't think. So that makes it more true
good.
If it's primary. You know. So Let me think. Brisbane primary Instagram.
The sun's pretty harsh on the skin.
What's Ella do? Yeah. What's Ella do for work?
Oh, I don't know. She always looks like she's in Thailand and stuff. Like she's always she's always posing near a canopy and like often has a cocktail in her hand. I don't know. I think she's like in marketing or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like we're not friends. She's living
a pretty good life. Like bit. She's living a good life.
Yeah, she's having fun.
This sounds real. Yeah, this sounds really real.
People do work in marketing, so that's good.
Yeah. And people are called Ella, famously.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ray? You say it's a yeah or no?
I think it's a definite truth. Yeah, yeah.
This is a lie. This is a no.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, that's unbelievable. And then she was like, good clue, good detective work when I said that question. And I was like, that threw me off further. That really threw me off. Once she said that.
That's the game. It's just lying. Which I'm good at.
Very deceitful.
Wow.
Was there an Ella in your life, Becky? Was there an Ella in your life, though, that looked similar to you?
No, not really. I don't know many Ellas. There was an Ella that had red hair and she was very cold to me.
Oh.
Yeah, she never let me in. She had walls up.
Sounds jealous.
Sorry I brought it up.
All she I could think cool. about was those girls that worked at Ella Bache, makeup girls. I was like, I bet she's aged brilliantly.
Yeah.
All right,
it's funny that he immediately thought it was true, though. Like,
well, everyone did. No, like, it was a very believable lie. And
what? That I'm so vain that I'm like checking in.
No, it's just a bit childish.
Just always like looking back, like always wanting to win.
All right,
I'm thinking true. It's true. Yeah.
This is the annoying thing about this podcast is that even though things are a lie, I reckon. Like you hear a story and you kind of connect with it and you forget to tell your brain it's fake.
Yeah.
So like now that story is in Ray's head, I bet he's like coked up one day and he just tells it as a true story.
All right, to Luca now. Now Ray is very good at doing handstands. So much so that he wishes handstands were more prevalent in our culture. So Ray didn't have to bring up handstands in conversations so he can show off how good he is at doing handstands. Mm-hmm. Yeah or nah?
Yeah, right. So were you into it as a kid or did you train to get better as an adult?
I could just naturally do it as a kid and then I trained to get better on top of it.
Yeah, right. You wanted to take it to another level.
Bit of both. Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you ever want to get into like gymnastics and stuff?
Nah, not at all.
Oh, well, just doing it for the love.
Just doing it for just could do it. I just realised I could do it. I realised.
How long is considered good at handstands? How long would you be up in the air for?
I could be up for a couple of minutes.
Really?
Ooh. A couple of minutes.
Can
you walk around up there? You know how the guys do that.
Mm. Yeah, I could walk. I could walk for like 100 metres probably.
100 metres.
This is a lie. This is a lie. Could you do a handstand like right now?
I mean, I could, I'm inside an apartment. Yeah, I can. I could. But
Is he allowed to do that? Surely not.
Oh, not in London. No, you're not allowed to do it in London.
No, it's banned. Well, that's one of the restrictions they're trying to get off.
Trying to reel back.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on cartwheels? Any good with those or is it not for you?
No, not really. Never tried the cartwheels that much. I mean, I could do it, but like I'm just a handstand boy myself. Yeah, handstand man. Sorry, I've grown up.
Yeah, right. And do you do them in the pool? You know how people do that because it's easy to bounce, or is that just like too easy for you? You drown
if
you do it.
Don't need to do that. Yeah. I do it on the land. You know? If anything, I want to make it harder. Like water's made it easier. Make it harder. Like put me on the moon, you know?
Do it in the wind.
Yeah.
Put me low gravity.
Yeah. Back to when you called yourself a handstand man. That does sound like an old fashioned slur. Like, he's a bit of a handstand man, if you know what I mean. Like,
is he, you know.
How could that be a slur? Anyone, handstands can't be associated with anything negative in my mind, really. It's such a lovely thing. Yeah.
And when was the last time you did one?
I don't know, probably last week, yeah. Probably last week.
Yeah, I think this is a lie, absolutely.
Luca, this is a true story. He's actually very good at
it. He's really good. I had to, he's really so good at them.
All the stuff you've
it's
said,
like you've never seen
things?
Anything
like
it. It's like when you see, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you see, a kangaroo swim. It's really weird.
Well, it just feels like in one PE class when I was in primary school. And the teacher was like doing gymnastics or something like that, and they were like handstands.
and they'll just, and I just went into it, and I could just do it, and then I could just always do it from then on. And then when I started doing yoga, when I had a, I got a bad back in my late 20s, and I started doing yoga. Josh, that's for the, that was pre podcast chat. Sorry,
people know I got a bad back.
Yeah, and then then just started doing the handstands again, and now I'm pretty good at it. Now I'm like really good at it.
Man, I would love to see it. If you don't want to do it in the house, I understand. But if we ever see, it's not.
Oh mate, I'd love the opportunity. I love people to ask me to do the handstand. I can't do the handstand unless someone asks me to do the handstand, or I ask someone, can I show you my handstand? You can't do a handstand, you know? And I was thinking it's so good. I was thinking, man, everyone's going to think I'm so cool once I see my handstand. But people just don't give a fuck, really, you know? They just don't care. They're like, what are you doing a handstand for?
Okay.
You know? It has to evolve. I'm just really waiting for the opportunity in life where it evolves naturally, and someone's like, it comes up, and then I have to do a handstand. Everyone will be really surprised.
I think you have to time the point in your night. Like, if you get everyone at the right point of their evening, then they're going to be just amazed.
Yeah. I think
it's so true. Like, when you're good at a weird thing and you want, like, I'm really good. There's a place Ray knows it called Gordon's Bay in Sydney, and you have to like climb over rocks to like swim, and I'm so good at hopping from rock to rock. And every time I do it, there's always this fantasy I have that someone will come up to me and be like, hey, I'm a part of this society where it's like this rock hopping thing, and I think you're really good. Like, here's my card. Like, I always want someone to come and notice how good I am at it.
Have you ever thought about going pro?
Yeah.
I think the last time I saw you, Ray, was in Edinburgh in our apartment. It was me, you, and Daniel Connell, and we were
I'm worried about what you're going
to
say.
Gossiping. Yeah. And I think you had a bad back at the time, and you were on the floor rolling around, like trying to stretch your back. So that's my lasting memory of you. To picture that transforming into like an upright, upside down, guys, a very exciting thought.
I do remember that day. Yeah, I was in your apartment rolling around. Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
All right. At the end of that round,
let's
the scores
do it again
are...
sometime.
Mate, when it opens up, I'm keen, yeah.
Scores are Becky, 3 points. Ray, 4 points. Luca, 4 points. In the lead now on 5 points. It's Prue Blake.
It's been neck and neck.
It's very close. It's good. Don't worry, Becky. You can get back. You're in the last place, but you can get back. It's all right. I'm going to post this as the funniest episode ever. It's going to be fine, okay? All right.
Yeah.
This round.
I just made a promise with myself that I was going to commit suicide if I lost this game. So I'm just really Devo.
Well, we'll make the book sales go up, though, so that's good. Okay.
True.
All right. This round is called Who. In this round.
Hey.
Yes, Becky?
You know what I think about this round?
What's that?
Well, because you say hoo-hoo.
Yeah?
it should be about owls.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Is this a bit you do every time?
Maybe I should change my name to Josh Owl instead of Josh Earl.
Yeah, and like you could have a little owl puppet that could come up and you say hoo-hoo. I just think like... I don't know. It's just something I think you could do.
That's pretty good.
I'll get management on the phone after this.
I think you should get people to comment a little owl emoji in the comments on Instagram if they agree. Because there is one of those.
And you could get the sting.
I like
this. It's like living inside of a riff, but there's no light inside of the eyes of the people doing the riff.
Yeah, it's like it's not funny, and it's not even sort of. It doesn't really resonate. But it's just what I think.
I like it. All right, it's called Who. All the questions about Youth 4. If you know who it's about, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Oof.
You can't buzz in for your own ones. Our first question is this one. Who here had to eat blue dye and check their shits for their gut health, and it's been a week and nothing's changed?
Right.
I heard Luca first.
Prue.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Luca, So what happens? So you got to eat blue
poo.
Yeah,
blue poo.
That's my new podcast I'm trying to launch. Blue poo poo.
Blue poo poo on the hoo. This is going to go well, Josh. I can see this go well now.
Every week, just a quick update. Still no blue.
So it hasn't changed yet. You sent me this like 2 days ago.
Still nothing. I don't know what's going on.
Just absorbed the dye.
Yeah, I've just absorbed it. I've got like blue ovaries or something.
Yeah, my first kid will probably be blue.
So the poo isn't blue. The poo isn't blue.
No, it never happened. And it happened. My friend did it at the same time, and he pooed blue same day.
Oh, what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
What?
I think.
What does that mean?
I think you're meant to be able to show how you're how you're digesting food.
An old way of like showing how healthy you were, like in the body, it's like eating beetroot and seeing how quickly that came out. So it's like you've just done it with the blue dye. Yeah.
But I've done blue dye.
So you might do like a blue poo in a week.
Well,
it's coming. Yeah. We don't know where the blue's gone. It might be coming out of the skin now. It's gone.
The blue is in the body, but it has not been excreted.
The blue has become part of Prue. The blue and Prue are now one. Like they're now one. The blue went somewhere else. It went to her brain, and now she's
And now I'm depressed.
Have you cried since then? Maybe it's again.
No, I haven't cried. Blue tears.
Oh, that would be a great festival poster.
Bright blue tears.
That's turn up at a gig day looking like an avatar or something.
Yeah, your festival show is called I'm Blue, and it's you crying blue tears.
Yeah.
Okay. And yours is called Who.
Yeah, exactly. Josh Al. All right, question two. Who thinks if you just drink water from cups, you don't really have to wash the cups if you only drink water from them?
Becky.
I heard Prue first.
Ray.
Yes, you are correct. That is a point there for Prue, yes.
I would have said that.
I'm with you.
I'm with you too.
Yeah.
Saving the environment, you know, not washing up the cup. And then it was kind of a joke advice, so I don't really want to put my name to it too much. Because they do get quite gross after a while. You do need to wash them.
Can I just say, so I sent Ray the little like questionnaire that I sent all the guests the first time they do it, and he sent it back, and it was great. Thank you, Ray. But then he also sent back an email afterwards going, sorry, I answered this seriously. If you're only meant to answer it jokingly, please destroy any evidence. I'm like, no.
Well, I didn't really think about it at times, and there was questions that were,
only one other person said, can you please destroy the email after the podcast is done? And that was Ronnie Chang, who was like, hey, if you don't use this, can you please destroy any evidence? I don't want you knowing any facts about me. I'm like, good on you, Ronnie. Good on you. All right, question three. Whose great-grandmother was the first woman in the state to get a divorce?
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Becky.
Yeah, you are correct, yeah.
That's sick.
I know. Yeah.
Read the book. Yeah, it was me. Yeah, we broke up. We broke home.
Yeah, she's too old.
All right, next question. Who got ripped off in Singapore by a salesman who promised they could return the item they bought but then pretended they had never seen this person before?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Luca.
Yeah, you are correct. That was Luca, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big sting.
What'd you buy, Luca?
What was
Luca?
The item?
It's a HDMI cord. I smashed my laptop, so I tried to buy a HDMI to see if I could plug it into the TV, see if it was alive at all or just the screen, and it was all fucked.
But are you complaining? You want to return the HDMI cord?
Well, he said I could. I told him what it was for. He's like, yeah, come back tomorrow. You can return it, no worries. And he bought it back off me for like a tenth of the price.
I thought your laptop was just fucked and you assumed it was also the HDMI cord.
Maybe if he thought you said, do you want a bang?
Yeah. What's Singaporean for yes, please?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Who met a man in India who believes he is the person who came up with the movie title Love Actually?
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Becky.
You are correct. Yeah, point for Prue.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He was a painter, and he said he was painting. He said he was painting the creators of that movie's house, or like they were having a meeting and they were trying to come up with all different names. And he turned around and was like, "What about Love, Actually?" And And they, and, but I also he, I also watched him lose his mind on like really strong hallucinogens, and I don't like I never saw him come back to full consciousness. So he could be crazy. I think he was crazy.
Well, I heard now.
Or a genius.
Yeah.
There's a fine line. Now, Ray, you might be able to back me up here. So, because you're in the UK right now, but Love Actually is actually a play on words of Hove Actually. When people say I'm from oh. Brighton, are you really? Oh, Hove Actually is what they say a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah, Brighton and Hove, but I didn't know that it was a play on words. No, but yeah, it sounds true. And Hove is it's called Brighton and Hove, but everyone calls it Brighton.
Okay.
You know, so classic. I think Hove would be the
classic dog shit British humour.
Yeah.
No wonder you'd be the funniest bloke over there, Ray. You're saving that country.
Thanks, mate.
Ray just looked around to see if he's got anyone else in the house who's actually English going, oh fuck, don't beat me up. Okay, who here once missed a flight to a gig, then found their own way of getting to the gig on time, only discovered that all the other comedians on the bill also missed the flight?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Ray.
Yes, you are correct. That is Ray. Yeah, point to Becky.
So Ray loves missing flights.
No, not that much. Yes. But
yeah, where was the gig?
It was at Rotterdam Comedy Festival, and I was meant to fly in there the at 6 a.m. was the flight from Gatwick Airport in London. So you know, got to be there by 5. Got to leave by 4 at your place. Wake up pretty early. I missed the flight. And I get a phone call, like I just get woken up to this phone call, and it's just got Netherlands in the brackets underneath, and I'm like, oh no. And I pick up the phone, and the guy's like pretty panicked on the other line, on the other end, and I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's not your fault the flight was cancelled. Oh. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's not your fault the flight was cancelled, man, don't worry about it. And I'm sitting on the edge of the bed like, what's going on? And he goes, oh, so I'm trying to get everyone new flights over to Rotterdam. And I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, great. And he goes, can I ask why you're not with the other comedians? And I was so tired that I said to the guy, I'm at home. And he goes, why are you at home? And I said, my travel agent told me that it was cancelled. I don't know why this came out of my head, if I'd seen something on TV. And the guy's like, you have a travel agent? And I'm like, yeah, I've just got a travel agent for gigs and stuff. And he's like, oh, all right, that's great. Well, anyway, the new flight's going to be over here at 4 o'clock at Heathrow at another airport. Are you all right to make it there? I'm like, yeah, of course, fine to make it there, no problem. Now, my partner was meant to come to Rotterdam with me and come back to London, but obviously her flight was cancelled too. The airline reimbursed her and then gave her a free hotel to stay in anywhere she wanted. So I'm just like, we'll stay at Heathrow and we'll go from Heathrow and I'll just go to Rotterdam and I'll come back. So we go to Heathrow and we go to this hotel room and I'm like, this is great. And I'm just going to go to Rotterdam now and I'm not going to pack anything and I'm just going to walk downstairs and go on the flight. And I walk down to go on the flight and there's like 5 comedians there and they've all got their bags from like they've been up since 3:30 in the morning and they're all like been at the other airport and they've come to this airport and they're all like lying there with these bags. And I come down like whistling and like with my hair all wet from the shower and stuff like that. And I've never met any of these people before. And they're all like, what, who are you? And I'm like, I'm coming to Rotterdam, doing the Rotterdam Comedy Festival. And they're like, where were you this morning? And I'm like, I missed the flight. And they're like, you missed the flight? And I was like, yeah, but I made it to this one. And then this other guy goes, they must have thought I was so crazy. This guy's like, why is your hair wet? And I'm like, I'm just staying upstairs in the airport. And they're all like, who the fuck is this guy? Right? And then, anyway, the flight gets delayed one more time. So they all have enough and they go home. And I'm like, well, I may as well go home, back to my apartment upstairs, I suppose, back to my hotel room upstairs. And I'm like, maybe I'll just do some duty-free shopping before I go. And I'm like walking around the shops and I just see the flight gets back on. And I'm like, oh, actually, I might just go to Rotterdam. So I just jumped on the plane by myself. And I was the only comedian that went. And the guy was like, loved me. He took me out to dinner and he bought me drinks. He said I was the only comedian with integrity for 2 months. And I died at the three shows I did and then just came back home. It was a pretty surreal experience, actually.
Oh, it's so funny.
So good. Right. So I point there to Becky. Now, next question. Who once stole over $1,000 from their old work credit card and never got caught?
Ray.
Becky.
Yes, Ray.
I'm going to say Luca.
Just no, so. It was Prue. Prue did that.
Fuck.
Sick.
Yeah. Trick is, look real cute. No one suspects you.
What did you spend it on?
I had accidentally booked a bunch of Airbnbs while I was on holiday on the work credit card without realizing.
Really?
Yeah. And then they were like, can everyone just check that their, you know, credit card's not like hooked up to Airbnb or anything? Someone's been doing a bit of traveling. And I was like, wish I was traveling. And then I looked at it and it was the work credit card on my Airbnb.
Whoa.
And I just didn't say anything about it. Oh. And nothing ever happened.
That's so crazy that they couldn't trace it.
Mm. Well, because, yeah.
That's crazy.
Thank God for those platforms' privacy settings, huh?
What workplace was it?
I've said too much.
Yeah, I'm going to dob you in.
Yeah, they'll still come for me.
All right,
I think eventually I did give the money back. I think I came clean when I left.
Yeah, right.
For the audience, she's winking at us all. She's giving a big wink. all right, next question. Who here once paid over $700 in massages because they were convinced the masseuse was going to go down on them?
Oh, Becky?
Luca.
Yes, Becky.
Ray?
No, it was Prue again.
Fuck you.
Whatever. Like, you do look like that. Like,
I would not. If I was that way inclined, I would just pay for someone to go down on me, not pay the $700
for the chance.
The middleman, yeah. The middle ground.
You know? You look like a slice of history.
That's why it's so exciting, because you don't know it's going to happen.
Exactly.
But you're paying. It's the middle ground. Like, it's more exciting if it's real, or, you know.
It's exciting to not know. Like, it's exciting to be like, ooh.
You know,
like
maybe next
that's
time.
Like, that's like the make your own steak at the pub to me. It's just not worth it, you know. That's just
I've never heard of make your own steak.
You know the pubs where they're like there's one in Sydney and
Korean
barbecue. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, like, it's too stressful.
Yeah.
And you've got to be patient and polite, like wait your turn. I don't like it.
So Prue, what made you think they were going to go down on you? Was there
I just felt like we had a real connection. What happened was it was the first time I'd ever had a massage, and I went in and he said, just get undressed, lie on the table. So I got fully naked because I always really don't want people to think I'm prude. And then he came in and pulled the towel back and was like, oh, you're naked. And I was like, oh, no, I thought that was what you wanted. And then he was like, no, it's okay. If you're comfortable like that, we can proceed. And I was like, yeah, I'm comfortable. And then he just gave me the sexiest massage of my life. Whoa. And I was like, my pussy would have been glistening wet by the end. So I was like, well, he obviously knows something's happening. I'll book 6 more sessions and try my luck, see what happens.
That's how my boyfriend starts sex with me. He's like, oh, this is how you want it. We can proceed.
And you can see why I got confused with that sort of sexy language been thrown around.
Yeah.
He was going to, and then he went down there and was like, why is it all blue down here? What's going on?
There it is.
Hey, and our final question for the game, who feels like they are the best table tennis playing comedian in the country?
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
Ray.
Yes, that is correct. A point there for Luca.
Cool. I did preface that I'd probably say Sam Campbell's the best, but I'm ready for the title. But I train. Sam and I start. Yeah, anyway. We've been playing for a while.
I play with Sam every time at Sydney. It's a real treat. We play against the uni students at the uni. It's unreal.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, I started playing table tennis quite a while ago, and I've started playing with Sam when we were doing some road shows and stuff quite a few years ago. And then when he came to London, we played table tennis quite a bit. And there's this other guy we play with called Mark Silcox. I'm not sure if you know him. He's a comedian over here. He did a bit in Sam's show actually in Melbourne. He's a 60-year-old Indian man, who's also a part-time school teacher. He does like a lot of bit parts in people's shows and stuff like that. Anyway, he what's happened at the moment, and this is part of like Sam and him and I playing for a long time. Sam obviously went gone back to Australia, but this guy being a part-time school teacher has like got us access to the games room at his school, and so over time there's just been this like every Saturday there's quite a group of bunch of comedians we go with this 60-year-old Indian science teacher to a primary school and play table tennis together, and yeah, it's pretty amazing. But yeah, I've pretty much beat every comedian in table tennis over here now, so like I'm ready to take on another country.
Like maybe Korea or something.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I can't try. That'd be stupid. Like, you know, yeah. You want good comedy scene, bad ping pong. You don't want bad comedy scene, good ping pong. Yeah.
At the end of the game, the scores are Becky Lucas, 4 points. Ray Badron, 4 points. Luca Muller, 6 points. But our winner on 7 points, it's Prue Blake.
Great, Jen.
All right, well.
Becky's
going
to neck herself.
That's
how you do it.
Yeah.
Find me twirling from the rafters. I hope you're happy.
Hey, Prue, because you win, you can plug whatever you want to plug first. You got shows coming up or podcasts or anything?
Oh, well, who knows what shows, but I have a podcast called Ben and Prue Are Better Than You, and we will probably discuss the blue poo in more detail and endlessly. And I have a newsletter, I Shave My Legs For This, so you can sign up and get that in your inbox.
Awesome. Hey, Luca, where can people find you?
Oh, yeah, Lucas C. Muller on Twitter and Instagram, podcast, Do Spooky, Going Hypo, hopefully do stand-up comedy again soon.
Yeah.
What does the C stand for?
Cameron.
Oof.
Oh.
Huh. Didn't say that coming.
Should have had that as a question, Josh.
I should, yeah.
Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah, it's after Cameron's Corner, which is, I think, where New South Wales, South Australia and Queensland meet.
Is that where you were conceived?
Yeah, they fucked right on the line. She was in New South Wales and he was...
Wow. Ray,
so tits in Queensland, pussy in New South Wales.
How it's meant to be.
Ray, where can people find you?
Well, London. Yeah, during one of the lockdowns, I just accidentally deleted all my social media. I thought I'd just deactivated it, but I deleted it, and so it's all kind of gone now. So I just mainly my website. If you're in London, I host a show at the Moth Club each week on Thursdays, and yeah, that's don't really have. Oh, my friend made a really cool like pilot show, John Cruikshank, which is on YouTube, which I'd check that out if you.
That's awesome. That pilot I watched it. It's so funny. So great.
Yeah.
And really Becky, where can people find you before you, shuffle off this model coil?
I'm on Instagram, BeckyLucas__.
Yep.
And that's, I think, just there, and just on Google if you want something that I'm doing.
And the book. The book is out now.
Oh, yeah. I have a book. Yeah, book has come out on Wednesday, 2nd of June. It's called Acknowledgements. It's. I think it's really good. It's the only thing I'm proud of in my life.
So it's come out today, Becky. Amazing that we got you on the day it came out. That's good.
Yeah. Came out today. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, thanks everyone for playing. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.